Property auctions are a form of wealth redistribution. They take money out of the pockets of the uneducated and put it into the hands of the educated. You can make a fortune, like I do, by buying property at auctions, but you can also lose tens of thousands of pounds and get burned big time if you get it wrong. And in this video, I'm going to give you a complete guide, the steps, the strategies, the tips, the most importantly, the horror stories I've personally witnessed of people who have not educated themselves before bidding at auction. Step one, let's talk about why auctions are so good and the upside. So first off, it's fast. Once you win the bid, you typically complete the sale within 28 days. Compare that to private sales, where deals can drag on and on for months, sometimes even years. Secondly, auctions attract motivated sellers. You'll often find repossessions, probate properties, or homes that just need work. These are perfect for investors like me who can spot the opportunity in the problem. Third, there's just no messing around. Once the bid is done, the hammer falls, so to speak, albeit online these days, the price is locked. No cold feet or fickle sellers changing their mind or trying to hustle you at the last minute. But here's the truth. Auctions are not for casual buyers. They attract professionals and opportunists. And if you're not prepared, you could easily end up on the losing end of the deal. Sometimes the winner at the auction is actually the loser. So next, step two, let's break down exactly how auctions work. There are three main types of auction. Number one is the traditional auctions. The hammer falls, the contracts are exchanged instantly. You pay 10% deposit on the day and complete within 28 days. Number two is there's modern method auctions. And you'll see this on right now. It will say this is modern method auction. You might think, scratching your head wondering what that is. These run online over a few weeks. So you pay a reservation fee rather than exchanging immediately. It's a bit more flexible, but comes with its own risks and costs. Step three is online auctions. This is the same as traditional, but it's just done digitally online. And it's become really popular since COVID. And it's very convenient. And I don't really think there's any or many traditional auctions these days. I've personally used all three of them, but I'm most familiar with online auctions. But here's the main thing to know with auctions. Once you place a winning bid, you're committed. There's no backing out. If your finance falls through, or if you discover there's Japanese knotweed, or there's a hidden clause in the legal pack that you weren't aware of when you were bidding, you still have to buy it. And if you don't, you lose your deposit, auction fees, and you burn bridges with the auction house, and you could potentially even be sued, which I'll talk more about later. Step three, where do you find auction properties? Auctions are everywhere if you know where to look. Start with the major platforms like Rightmove. It has an auction filter that you can use. You can also go directly to an auction house, like, for example, Auction House UK, London, Savills, SDL Auctions, Allsop. These auction houses release catalogs in advance, and you can download them, you can look through the listings, you can start shortlisting properties that align with your investment strategies and your investment goals. Step four is actually visit the property. Now, this might seem obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people skip this step. I would never suggest, generally speaking, although I have done it, but I would never suggest buying a property blind. What looks like a bargain on paper could be hiding real issues. They say a picture paints 1,000 words. I think sometimes a picture can paint 1,000 lies. Most auction properties have got allocated viewing days beforehand. So go in person if you can, send a qualified surveyor or a business partner, bring a builder or someone experienced if you're not confident yourself. Step five is read the legal pack. And you probably won't be able to do this yourself. You might need a solicitor to do this. And the legal pack basically is the contract that you're agreeing to the moment you win the bid. But it includes the title deeds, lease agreement if it's leasehold or if it's rented out, the AST contracts with the tenant should be in there, any special conditions of sale, basically everything. And the most important thing in the legal pack is the thing that is missing that should be there. You just don't know what could be in the legal pack or not in the legal pack. So get someone to look at it. The legal pack's incomplete. That's a massive red flag. And never assume that, oh, it'd be fine. It might not be. Step six, really important. Calculating your maximum bid. Let's talk numbers for a minute. Whenever I'm looking at property, I always work backwards from the end value. So Go to Rightmove, look at all the sold prices in the street. Use sites like propertydata.com. I use that all the time. Shout out to Property Data, which will give you accurate comparisons. Deal Sourcer, absolutely incredible. And from that, you're going to work out what's the end value once this property's done up. It's nice. Now, subtract the following. Firstly, my 25% profit margin. This is the minimum amount of profit that you need to make for a property deal to be worth your time. It's also the deposit you have to keep in the deal should you want to refinance at the end. Also, auction fees, admin charges. Auction fees are generally about $6,000. Of course, it depends. Refurbishment costs, stamp duty if there is any. And then the number that you're left with, that is your maximum bid, and stick with it. And even if the bidding goes a little bit high, just walk away. Don't get really invested. The only thing worse than no deal is a bad deal. When you come up with that bid, bid with precision. Instead of saying $56,000, go with $56,500. It makes it look like you've done your homework more, but it also throws off other bidders because there might be other people that have said, oh, I'm going to go up to $55,000 or $60,000. But if you make it specific and maybe go slightly over when you're working out in the cold light of day, leave a little bit of room because you're going to be really annoyed if someone buys it for $57,000. Like, maximum bid, set it in your mind using your brain and then don't change it. Step 7, generally speaking, you've got to register to bid. So before the auction, you need to register, which involves uploading your proof of ID, your address, sometimes even your funding details, because some auctions literally ask for a deposit up front. And this is really crucial to not avoid this mistake, because if you're buying through a limited company, you've got to register under the company name. If you register personally and win the bid, then it's going to be potentially difficult to switch that because you've already won the bid in your name. Does that make sense? I've done this many times and regretted it. And then you'll potentially have to buy it and then sell it to the company that you actually want it to go in. By the way, if you're enjoying this video, please hit the like button. Drop a nice comment for me. I spend so much time doing this. I hope you benefit. Step 8 is be finance ready. You need your finances lined up in advance. Traditional mortgages, if you're buying from auction, it's not going to happen fast enough because you've got to complete within 28 days. This is why auctions are reserved for seasoned investors and not your average Joe investor. Now, some investors use bridging loans, which are quicker, but that can potentially come with its own issues. You can also get a hunter's license. So if you've got equity in your own home, you can get a hunter's license from a bridging company, which means that you're borrowing against your home and the money can just be there ready in advance. Or you can buy cash, but don't bid and then think, right, now I'm going to apply for a bridging company. Do you know any bridging companies? Have you got relationships? No, but I'm sure I can. Nah, you've got to be ready for business. Step 9, which is actual on the auction day, bid smart. Auction day is where it gets real. Emotions are high, and when emotions are high, sometimes intelligence can be low. So you want to prepare for this. You got to know the difference between like guide price, for example, and reserve price. So guide price, this is where they'll use this for marketing. Sometimes I'll even see houses and it'll be guide price, £1. And everyone's like, wow, £1. Yeah, don't get sucked in by this. It's just clickbait. It doesn't mean anything. They often will set it really low just to get lots of interest. But then because lots of people are interested, then it would end up selling really high because it made the newspapers. Reserve price, the minimum the seller will accept for the property is the reserve price. And if the auction fails to meet this number, then there's no sale. And this price is only known by the auctioneer and the seller, but it's not supposed to be within 10% from the guide price. Purchase price, this is obvious. This is just the amount that you buy the property for when the hammer falls, so to speak. And auctioneers are trained to like ramp up the energy at live auctions. But even if you're online doing it, like just be careful of things like fake bids. I've literally been to auctions back in the day at the live and they'll say, oh yes, lady in the yellow dress. And they'll just be pointing to people that don't even exist. And people are just so emotional. So avoid bidding on lots that were added to the auction very last minute because you've not got chance to do your due diligence. And this is where the biggest risks are. Step 10, this is like after the auction. If you win, you'll pay your 10% deposit straight away. You'll sign the memorandum of sale or whatnot. And the remaining 90% is due generally within 28 days. Get your insurance sorted immediately and get your solicitor working on completion. Because at this point, pulling out of the deal is just not an option. And unlike other investments, there isn't a calling off period for auction. If you walk away, you lose your deposit. And that is that. This is big boy, serious stuff. This is the worst part. If you don't buy it Okay, let me explain. The seller will then have to resell it to somebody else. But if it sells less at the next auction for what you said you would buy it for, you could be sued for the difference. This is in the auction terms. This is normal, by the way. I'll give you some bonus tips as well. Step 11. So really smart investors know that there's other way to buy properties at auction other than bidding. Now, this hack has genuinely made me hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds over the years. This is buying pre-auction and post-auction. This is utilizing auctions, but not going down the traditional route. Pre-auction offers are one of the best strategies that I know in securing deals. Remember, sellers at auctions, they're motivated. And if you approach them before the auction and offer their reserve price or even the guide price, they might just accept to avoid the uncertainty and the fact that they're scared that it might not sell at all at the auction. So that's pre-auction. Next is post-auction. Properties that don't sell at the auction, they get a black mark, effectively, the next time they're listed for auction. This property's previously failed to sell at auction. Now, this isn't great for sellers, and it can make the property almost a bit of a mucky, hard-to-sell property because it just fails to sell. As a result, if a property doesn't sell at auction, sometimes they're pretty desperate after it doesn't sell. So you can then swoop in and get some seriously, seriously good deals at this point. Next, final hack, and this is something that many of my Academy members are doing at the moment, and it's incredible, and this is underwriting deals. That means you can guarantee to buy the property for a certain amount, say £70,000, but let it go to auction. And if it sells for more, you can split the difference with the seller, meaning that it gives them peace of mind that they know they're going to get a sale, but also it gives you a chance to profit. So these are just some of the lessons that I've learned from auctions. This is an overview of auctions. I hope you found this video helpful. Auctions can change your life as a tool to getting deals, but only if you respect the process. Be prepared, do your homework, build your team, and treat every deal like it could go wrong, because sometimes it will. You got to look at the best case, worst case, likely case. That's what you should always do before making a decision. Take massive action, but look at the best case and the worst case. Now, if you want to learn more about property investing, I'm putting on a £1 crash course. It's a £1 training day, and I'd love to see you there. And I want you to do this. What's the best case? If you come to my crash course and spend a full day with me, what's the best case? Well, the best case is I'm going to get to know you. We're going to hit it off and you're going to end up becoming a multimillionaire, right? What's the worst case? Worst case is you'll spend £1, you'll come down and you'll go, oh, I didn't really enjoy that day. That was a waste of a day. Okay, that's the worst case. What's the likely case? The likely case is you're going to come spend a day with me. You're going to learn some really good things and it's going to help you in your next property deal. So in that case, do you know what I would suggest? Take action. Come. Come down to the crash course. It's £1. I'll leave a link in the description and I look forward to helping you build your property portfolio. Thanks so much.